It's 88 degrees, a hot and humid Tuesday morning. An energetic yellow Labrador is the lone sentry keeping watch over the sleepy Orlando neighborhood.
Oh, hi!
For Sue Duran, it's just another day on the job.
Good morning. We're from Orange County Mosquito Control, and we're doing a special survey of the whole area. Mm-hmm. We're checking for mosquitoes and any possible breeding.
Duran is looking for standing water as a part of the county's efforts to reduce the mosquito population. She makes her way to the backyard, and it's not long before she finds something.
You have mosquito larvae in the container.
The culprit is a clay flowerpot saucer filled with a cocktail of dirt and dead leaves. And that's not all.
And bromeliads too.
This type of a plant, it's like a center, and water will stay in there, and mosquitoes will lay their eggs in that water.
Duran collects water specimens loaded with mosquito larvae. She'll take them back to the lab and look to see if any of them comes from a species that transmits diseases, like West Nile virus and dengue fever. Dengue is also called breakbone fever because of the excruciating pain it causes in the joints. Many Americans haven't even heard of the disease, but it's actually the most common mosquito-borne illness in the world, with 100 million infections every year, mostly in the tropics. In the past, most dengue fever cases in Florida were acquired abroad. The state hasn't even seen dengue-infected mosquitoes since the 1930s, but the virus has recently been found in mosquitoes in the southern part of the state, mainly in the Keys, where the Centers for Disease Control estimates over 1,000 people were exposed to the virus last year.
We don't have the answer to why the outbreak is occurring right now. However, we did know that it was a possibility.
Dr. Karina Blackmore is with Florida's Department of Health. She says there are two possible scenarios of how dengue fever has shown up in Florida's mosquitoes.
The most likely scenario is that there was somebody who developed dengue in the United States that they had then contracted elsewhere, and then a mosquito in Key West picked up the virus and the outbreak got started. It is also possible that there was an infected mosquito that came into the United States.
The type of mosquito that carries the dengue virus is a lazy mosquito. It doesn't like to travel very far at all. It usually hangs around people's homes and prefers to bite people indoors. The species is fairly uncommon in central Florida compared to the southern parts of the state, but it's difficult to control or eliminate when it does make an appearance in the area. So, Orange County sprays residential areas for adult mosquitoes at night, but that may not be enough. The powerful chemicals once used in spraying operations are now banned.
The strongest pesticides that used to control mosquitoes, quite a few of them, like DDT, have been pulled back, and therefore there is less effective control of mosquitoes.
Dr. Henry Daniel is a biomedical researcher at the University of Central Florida. He says mosquito-borne illnesses, like dengue fever, cannot be eradicated with mosquito control methods alone. He says the only sure way lies with vaccines, and he's working on one right now.
And in case of dengue, there is no vaccine now. So first, a vaccine has to be developed. It needs to be made affordable, and ultimately, it can be controlled.
Daniel is working on an oral vaccine. The National Institutes of Health is currently testing an injectable version. But Daniel thinks his pills would be cheaper. For one thing, he says they wouldn't have to be produced in huge, expensive machines.
They cost anywhere between $700 to $900 million to build, and it's operated completely in a sterile environment, and then the vaccine is purified and injected. It needs to be cold chain, protected, refrigerated, and so on. Ours eliminates all of this cost.
Daniel estimates his vaccine won't be available to consumers for another few years. Until then, Sue Duran with Orange County Mosquito Control says the only sure way now to prevent dengue fever and other mosquito-borne illnesses is to avoid being bitten. She says people should wear bug spray and
dump any water you have on your property because that's where they lay their eggs and that's where the mosquitoes breed.
For Florida Public Radio and the Healthy State Collaborative, I'm Yuna Lee in Orlando.